Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does anybody know what day it is? You know what day it is?
Yeah.
Craig, do you know what day it is?
Absolutely, Bob, I do.
What day is it?
It is a happy hump day, Trump day on the Bob Rose Show.
Yowza!
Uh-huh.
Greg Cassidy is here. Chicken Man's here.
Not sure what that is.
I don't know. It's it must be my spirit animal today.
Wow,
I don't know how those things work, but
it
is 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. When the answer is always yes, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Plenty going on today on a happy hump day, Trump day. Here's one you won't like: gas prices up, uh-huh. 6 month high. Thank you, Brandon. How much does he really deserve the blame? Well, he's attacked the oil and gas industry from day one, so there's that.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we are producing more oil and gas, apparently, than we have. So I don't know. What gives? Something else happening? I know, supply and demand. Oh, yeah,
The new blend, the summer blend.
It's the summer blend. Yes. It's the refinery. There was a refinery that closed down because it rained.
Isn't that about what it sounds like when they give us those excuses?
Yeah. I was thinking, energy and gasoline oil, that's nation's lifeblood, even though, you know, the greenies want us to get off of that.
Yeah.
But it is the nation's lifeblood. It's amazing how just sensitive that is, you know what I mean?
Like, well, one of the managers had a cold that day, and so that definitely spiked the price on.
Yeah, I mean, the volatility of something that is so important to the nation, not to mention, you know, national security issues and stuff like that. And how's that strategic reserve going?
It's still almost empty, Bob. It's,
you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
I went down to the bottom of the strategic reserve. It's just dust and dirt. There's nothing in there.
That's not good.
No, let me get out of there.
Yeah.
Headline: Scranton Joe is losing his blue-collar image with a slew of celeb campaign gigs, according to political insiders. Yep, old Scrapple Joe. I think he lost that appeal a long time ago. You know, the guy representing the working man. I mean, maybe when he first came into the Senate 172 years ago, I believe he might have been a little bit more of your average kind of blue collar, could relate to him.
Yeah, but when you're pointing your finger at an auto worker saying, "I don't work for you," you kind of lose that mantle to carry around.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Hildebeest Clinton recently hosted a Broadway fundraiser for Biden in the latest example of Dems holding star-studded events with large donors, while former President Trump leads in small donor fundraising.
Hmm.
Oh, interesting, isn't it? while the Dems would try to shred the Republicans for years because the Republicans had the big donors. And they'd say, they'll cave into special interests. They're the party of the rich. And now, the tables are turned.
Huh.
But yet, they don't seem to acknowledge that. So I will for you. You're welcome. All right. It's a contest that may prove jarring to average voters already souring on Biden. This according to political insiders. Clinton, a two-time failed presidential candidate, joined Hamilton actor Lin-Manuel Miranda last week in Manhattan. Presentation of Suffs, the musical, which she co-produced. Tickets priced from $500 to $5,000, according to an invitation reviewed by Fox News Digital. Proceeds from the event supported the Biden Victory Fund and Women's Leadership Forum.
Interesting.
Which you don't have to be a woman to be part of if you're living in Biden's world and the lefty Democrats' world, right? Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah, so why even, I don't even know if you should mention Women's Leadership Forum. Didn't a Biden appointed Supreme Court justice that doesn't know what a woman is?
That would be correct, sir.
Well, you can't go with these undefined scenarios, can you? Well,
undefinable, apparently.
The event came days after Biden hauled in over $26 million at a fundraising gala with former presidents Obama and Clinton and whoever else is helping to really run the show. Including several celebrities at New York City's famed Radio City Music Hall, a new single event-raising record at the time. Wow. I honestly, I don't think the average voter that resonates with them one way or another.
No,
they don't go, oh, yeah, Biden sold out to the rich, the powerful. He sold out to, the celebrities, whatever. Look,
yeah.
Biden sold out. You need to recognize that. But it was to China. It was to whoever who was willing to open up their pocketbook and hand Hunter or one of his associates some cash for influence. That's your sellout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he has come a long way into turning far left from his days in the Senate. So, yeah, I guess the celebs and other lefty Marxist weirdos, anti-family, anti-God people, I guess they do embrace him because, yeah, he's doing their bidding for him. Yep. So, as far as people going, oh, yeah, Biden's not that blue-collar guy anymore. Yeah, that's correct. But the average person, I don't know. In fact, we have a story that, the anti-Trump vote, really, it is not that they're supporting Biden. They just don't like Trump.
But didn't we kind of think that last time around with a lot of folks that were voting? It's not that they liked Joe. They just thought, evil orange man, tweeter.
Well, I think it's even more so. Like everything that, I warned them about, what Joe was about. And he even said it in the campaign trail, he told the little girl, we're going to shut down the oil and gas in your lifetime. Most supporters of President Joe Biden are voting against former President Donald Trump rather than for the Democrat incumbent. That's the latest survey from the Economist YouGov. Overall, Trump and Biden are tied among registered voters with 43% each. Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. garners just 2% in that poll. 6% said they're not sure who they'll support. So, as usual, the numbers are in play. A poll is just a poll. And we've got plenty more to talk about on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:15. And coming up, AOC is going to rub you the wrong way. You're already probably not happy about the college loan forgiveness, as they're calling it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some things we can add to that. Hey, if you're looking to beat traffic before you head out, you can turn on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just say, play 97.3 The Sky. It's that easy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Levin. Our local police forces are on their back. People don't want to join anymore. And then they lie to us. Oh, crime is at record lows. We know why. They play with the numbers.
6 weeknights on 97.3 The Sky.
Right on, brother. Y'all. Y'all. Giddy up. Y'all. Yeah. How did you know I was going to talk about the governor of Michigan? Oh, my gosh, you really are telepathic because we didn't talk about this story. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Here's the story. Death to America. What? Death to Israel. Death to America. These were chants that were given. These chants that they were saying these things, an hour-long rally that was held in front of the Henry Ford Centennial Library on Friday, you know, in Michigan.
It's usually like in Iran that we hear about this kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And so this would be a little troubling. Now, remember, these folks identify with people like Rashida Tlaib, right?
Okay.
So, do they want to be connected with that? Not outwardly, not overtly, but they are.
But you're in America chanting death to America.
Yeah, well, that in itself, obviously. And here's the interesting thing, okay? These folks are from the left. Now, granted, you know the far radical left, but from the left. It's so interesting, over time, what have they said? The biggest problem facing America, you know, is going to be domestic violence, white supremacy, systemic racism, all these things. It's the ultra right wing, you know, the nationalist movement, all this. Remember how they were all touted?
I'm guessing this group isn't that.
Well, no, this group is the lefties version.
Right.
But there's a little bit more of a connection there. Representative Rashida Tlaib and Governor Gretchen Whitmer remained very, very, very quiet after protesters in Dearborn who shouted death to America, death to Israel during an international Al Quds Day rally, I guess, were condemned by the White House and local leaders. So the White House and some local leaders said, that's not right. Rashida Tlaib, I don't have anything to say.
Really?
Yeah.
And again, I know this becomes just the easy throwaway line, but you know, if you really want death to America, maybe you should go live someplace else where you can chant that and live in the place that you'd be happy to be in, wherever that place is.
I'm staying here, and I will kill America as you people know it.
Okay.
The video posted by the Middle East Media Research Institute said this group denounced, obviously, America and Israel. Chants were in honor of former Iranian leader Ayatollah Khomeini.
Okay.
Yeah. Imam Khomeini, who declared International Al-Quds Day. This is why we would say to pour all of your chance and all of your shots upon the head of America. Wow.
Okay.
Yep. White House press secretary, questioned by Fox News, because what? All the rest of the little weasels were sitting on their hands? They go, oh, no, we didn't even see that go on. So Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden condemned the chant. Yes, she replied when the Fox reporter asked if the president condemned the anti-American and Israeli chants. Quote, peaceful protests are something that the president has also been very clear that it's important to give folks space to peacefully protest. But any type of violent rhetoric, we are going to denounce. You're not going to do anything about it, but you'll denounce it.
Kind of like BLM burning down police stations.
It was mostly peaceful, Greg. Well, mostly.
Except for the burning down the police station part. You know.
Details.
Yeah, I know.
Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud publicly denounced the chants, calling them unacceptable and contrary to the heart of Dearborn. Over the weekend, video emerged of a rally in Dearborn where some attendees were chanting statements that were unacceptable and contrary to the heart of this city, he said. He went on to say, we reject all inflammatory and violent statements made at the gathering. Dearborn is a city of proud Americans. The hateful rhetoric heard on Friday does not reflect the opinion of the members of this community, he posted on X. The Dearborn community stands for peace and justice for all people. We are proud to call this city and this country home. It'd be nice if in their area they elected, you know, pro-American Congress.
That folk. Would, I mean, if you've come to America and you are proud to be in America, then yes, you probably should put people in office that actually support America and don't have other kinds of flags outside their office door in Congress. Just saying.
And basically what I would say is don't bring your hate here.
No.
Leave it there.
Yes.
Leave it there. Give everything a fresh start.
But
not everybody has that same mindset.
No, they don't.
Then there's AOC. Mm-hmm. I promised I'd get to this. I will in the next segment. She was on with Stephen Colbert. Was he French? Colbert.
He thinks he is.
Not.
Yeah.
He was little Stevie Dweeb, I think is what they called him in the neighborhood.
He still looks like one.
Yeah, Colbert.
Yeah.
Little Stevie Colbert, little geeky boy.
Yep.
He was, he interviewed, if you can even call that.
Meh.
AOC. Anyway, she said some interesting things, and you should be interested, because you're paying for it. More to come on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 6:28, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
Joe Biden. Will he stay or will he go?
The Glenn Beck Program.
We're more concerned about equity and inclusion than our national security.
A new Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
It's absurd, boys, to be able to say they're girls and play against girls in sports.
Sean Hannity.
They're willing to gamble with your life.
Mark Levin.
Truly a Marxist/Green Party.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need the Sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
Oh, I know. You just roll over and get 5 more minutes. I know. But you can't. You're going to pump it up. You're going to make a difference in your life and someone else's. A positive difference. You're going to go out there and conquer negativity.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, man. I'll fake it till you make it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is 6:38. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome. On a happy hump day, Trump Day. One of the top stories, gas prices, highest have been in 6 months. Ugh. Went by somewhere, what was it, like 357 or something for regular? I'm like, what?
I know.
What?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. A little irritating, to say the least. People struggle. The Joe Bidens of the world, they just don't understand that. They can't relate to that.
No.
And I did see an interesting meme. It's like, wait a second. The guy that has like a 67 Corvette is telling everybody they have to buy an electric car.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was like, yeah, that's about right. The elitists tell us how to live while they themselves do whatever they want to do. Taylor Swift, you know, really hates climate change and wants us all to, you know, produce less CO2 while flying in a private jet all over on her tour. She used like, I don't know, 9 times the amount of what anybody would do over the course of a year.
Uh-huh.
Or even more. But anyway, all right. I digress.
Speaking of hypocrisy.
Table for one, AOC.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to like this. You're not. So, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I have to say it every once in a while because I don't generally say her old name. AOC. Yeah. Everybody knows who we're talking about. She was on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert, where she touted President Joe Biden's latest student loan bailout. Honestly, how can you really defend that? How can you defend that? That you're going to just give a group of people, which Biden is doing really poorly in as far as voting compared to what he did 4 years ago, that same age group. How can you defend it? When there are people who've paid back their loans, when there are people that maybe didn't take out loans but had long apprenticeships where they got paid very little and toiled away and worked very hard, and, you know, like a new truck maybe would go a long way into helping them with their new plumbing business, electrical business, HVAC business, okay? So people went out and acquired skills, and many of them won't qualify for this student loan forgiveness. And it's not, nobody's forgiving anything, just moving the debt from the students themselves to the taxpayers. And did you know most state colleges and universities are at least, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25% funded already by taxpayers? So it's not only are you being taxed for an education you did not receive, but you're getting a double whammy because it is part of most states' budgets anyway. So AOC says, well, now hold on here. This is a great thing.
Okay.
A great thing. It's going to transfer literally billions of dollars of student debt to the American taxpayers. But she said one of the benefits of Biden's plan is that it will enable recipients to travel abroad.
Whoa. So I'm already paying for their debt so that they can go on vacation?
And you've paid a percentage for the universities themselves through taxation. And yes, now you're going to allow them to travel. And it's funny because when I first heard it, I must have misheard it I thought of something else. Yeah. You know what I thought of?
What?
I thought of study abroad.
Oh.
It would allow you to go. And my daughter did that. She got to go to Bonn, Germany, and she had a fantastic experience while going to school, getting an education. And in fact, she worked as well during part of it to defray some of the expenses that she had to bear. Nobody else paid for that. She had to pay for it. Or I might have helped, too. But my point here is it's not even study abroad. It is just travel abroad.
Wow.
I wonder how many Americans are going to end up paying these student loan debts with their tax dollars that maybe have never been to Europe. There's probably a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't take my first European vacation until, I was in my 50s. So, the average person working hard, toiling, what keeps you from traveling abroad? I think for most people, It's financial.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
So if they were paying less in taxes, maybe they could, you know, nickel and dime and save their way to a special trip. Huh. But not with Biden giving your tax dollars away. So it shows a disconnect to AOC.
Yeah. Big time.
Like, really? You're telling your constituents, yeah, keep working hard, bust it out, and pay your taxes and pay them on time. And you know, we might use some of that tax money to forgive loans for no other really legitimate reason other than you're trying to buy votes.
What happened to that whole equity thing that they always talk about? That doesn't seem very equitable at all.
No.
Just saying.
No, it's not. It's bizarre.
Well, it's AOC talking. She has said something similar to this before. I'll have to do some looking on that. It's like some really weird reason why you're paying your taxes so somebody else can go have some fun.
Wait, we already have something that beats the level of stupidity in terms of a politician saying something.
Come on.
And it goes all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Brandon's going to treat us to a really special statement.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:45, 97.3 The Sky.
I thought you were going to treat us with ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Dana Lash.
The responsibility of this is all the damn Democrats y'all keep supporting and donating to. And then you wonder why. You wonder why crime is increasing.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. Get fired up. 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 10 minutes till 7 o'clock on a happy hump day, Trump day. What was gas when Trump left? Like a $1.80 a gallon or something like that?
Yeah, around a couple bucks, yeah.
Yeah, gas prices now at a six-month high. Thanks, Brandon. Interest rates. Who could buy a house now? My goodness. Yeah. And then, oh, that's great that they raise the minimum wage in some areas, like California.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you went to purchase a Happy Meal, you would not be what most of us would designate as happy.
No.
Okay. No. Moving on. Moving on. Joe Biden, yeah. President Biden. I'll just let his own words speak for themselves.
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
He's talking about the border. Now, I know Jill is a doctor, but if Joe was a doctor and the border was a patient, he would be coming in bleeding profusely. But Joe, the doctor, would examine the person for 3 years. And then say, well, I might be able to do something. Joe, the patient, died over 2.5 years ago. Good thing he's not your family physician. Yeah.
And don't you think that probably if he, as a Democrat, said, let's really shut down the border, he could probably get some legislation that would back him on that if he really wanted to do it.
No, because he wouldn't. It's a fool's errand. It's a trick. They would add into the bill. Oh, and it also would provide amnesty for X amount of millions of undocumented people. Blah, 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 blah. You know that that's what he would do.
Well, now that you've heard Bob describe it, I think you really should listen to it carefully again to understand it so you can talk about it today.
There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some have suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court.
Yeah, some have suggested, yeah.
As we have said many times, Donald J. Trump secured the border using executive orders, along with, in tandem, reaching out to the Mexican president, striking a deal with him to keep the people that are applying for asylum in Mexico until they actually get a court date. That has been seen. The numbers bear it out. Highly effective. Highly effective. And Joe Biden is as elderly as he is, his mind slipping. You know, his cognitive abilities aren't what they used to be. Even considering all of those things, he knows better. He knows better. He knows. He and Mayorkas, they knew what they were doing when they were rescinding and peeling back all of the Trump executive orders that were put into place regarding the border. They knew exactly what they were doing. Mayorkas was bragging about it. So, I'm trying to work through that. I don't know if I have the power to shut down the border. Mm-hmm. With 3 years later,
yeah.
That is really, could yeah. you insult,
Ugh.
Could you insult the American people to any greater degree? Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Morning, Bob. I just listened to that soundbite twice. I thought he was talking about the student loan forgiveness plan. That didn't seem to stop him, did it?
No.
Supreme Court couldn't even stop him.
No, what a great point. Yeah, and again, he brags about that. Yeah, the Supreme Court tried to stop me, but I'm going to do it anyway. But forgiving loans is not going to have national security ramifications, but an open border sure does, especially when you know people are coming from 110 or 15 different countries, when you know many are on the terror watch list, when you know many are Chinese nationals, some of which get caught on, you know, military bases. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again this time. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great.
It's a really simple thing. If he has the power to open up the border, he has the power to close it. Simple. Have a great day.
Wow. Yeah,
kind of like a door or a gate, huh?
Keep it simple, straightforward, so that there can be no, He knows. And it's so insulting. Oh, some have said, try it.
Yeah, right. And if they shut me down, they shut me down.
He's examining it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's examining it?
Yeah, right. Wow.
I don't even know if he can examine his own zipper. Mm-hmm. He probably has help.
Well, probably so.
He needs help getting off stage.
Going upstairs.
Hey, you ready for something positive?
Yeah.
Governor DeSantis. Good news from the governor and what he announced recently. Like most people would agree with me. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We like good.
Well, then hang around because there's a lot of good stuff coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. Hey, you know, you can listen at work. You can know traffic before you head out. Just go to thesky973.com, and you can also listen on your desktop or laptop. Yep.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Israeli forces announcing they're pulling out of southern Gaza.
We have been very clear that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah.
As it happens.
New EPA rule is aimed at semi-trucks.
It's massively unproductive, and it's going to make everything you consume cost more.
The news station.
The biggest night in fundraising of all time.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.